Pull up that easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about
here
to begin.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
I can hear the bluebirds calling. The bluebirds calling, it's calling me back to my home.
About your Easter bonnet and on the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to welcome y'all into the Way Back with Johnny show on this our Easter Sunday morning. So with that, sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane and down that old bunny trail as we pay tribute to some of the greatest Easter classics in all country music history. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Placed upon his head, piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
Past April, as the crowd slowly gathered, like the sheep he was humbled to his father's own.
For his Easter Sunday morning.
Good morning to each and every one of you in downtown Kingston, listening area, the Way Back with Johnny show. This also is coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, as we usually do, via Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard, as always, via www.oshawarocks.com. With all that shared, I would like to share that this, of course, is Easter Sunday morning, and I'd also like to invite y'all in to join me for the next hours as we remember and celebrate the timeless classics associated with this holy yet festive time of year. Let's open today's program with a festive favorite associated with Easter Sunday morning, and that, of course, is a song by the same title and sung by the legendary Nat King Cole. Then we'll follow with the cowboy pioneer and holiday singer of songs associated with holidays, Gene Autry, and his all-time classic called Peter Cottontail. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. And happy Easter, everybody!
Easter bells are ringing, ding dong ding. April has her holiday. For is Easter Sunday morning, and Easter never looked so gay. Lovely ladies wearing new chapeaux, promenading with their bows. For is Easter Sunday morning, and spring is dressed in her best clothes. Children wide awake since break of dawn, rolling painted eggs around the lawn. Neighbors on their way to church who call, Happy Easter to all. Listen to my heart go ding dong ding, like the Easter bells above. For is Easter Sunday morning, and I'm home with the ones I love. Wide awake since break of dawn, rolling painted eggs around the lawn. Neighbors on their way to church who call, Happy Easter to all. Listen to my heart go ding dong ding, like the Easter bells above. for it's Easter Sunday morning, and I'm home with the ones I love.
And now the mailbag tells us that you folks have really gone for my little Easter friend, so here he is again, Peter Cottontail. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bring in every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity happy Easter day. Up on Easter morning and you know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity happy Easter day. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program where I like to pay tribute to some special dedications as we open up today's program. With this being Easter Sunday morning, I would like to dedicate some special Easter-type songs to some dear friends and family. First of all, we're going to hear a song going out to my beloved Mama Dawn on this Easter Sunday morning, and a special song I grew up listening to on my parents' radio many years ago. It'll be the old Montana Slim himself, Welf Carter, and a song called There's a Bluebird on My Window. So then we'll follow with a classic going out to a very special friend of mine on this Easter morning. You know who you are, and with that it's going to be a classic by the Canadian country gentleman Tommy Hunter and a song called A Daisy a Day. Then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite, this time going out to my friend Willie LaPointe, who we affectionately call the Mayor of Verona, Ontario. It'll be a beautiful gospel song called The Purple Robe, and is sung by the legendary Cowboy Copas. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy Sunday morning. And also, happy Easter.
There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart could fill, dear enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away, all things kept locked inside. You count your joys this lovely day, and you wonder why you cried. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. Chance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever shed comes sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. Thank you.
rainy days may come and go, the clouds and roll away. Everything will come if you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Now honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. "I'll give you a days of your day, dear. I'll give you days of your day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid, they would take me for candy, and I'd love to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. "I'll give you daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by that old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him. And he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop, and he gives her a day. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away."
It's a story so unkind in the holy book we find, and it tells how Jesus stood alone one day, all accused and there condemned, yet they found no fault in him. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. In the hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, and the but tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked band smote him with their evil hand. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe, purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day was plain from the lips of Pilate King. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe, purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
You say I need a rest. Why don't I go and see my sister way out west?
Hi, this is Jan Howard of the Grand Ole Opry, reminding you that you're listening to Johnny Woodlove right here on Wayback CFRC.
Don't think that you're the only one that must contend with evil on your mind.
Now, friends, I'd like to once again pay tribute to that mighty Ottawa Valley that we call our second home here at the Way Back with Johnny Show. With that mentioned, let's begin, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications to some dear friends and family, but also to some dear Ottawa Valley legends. First of all, we're going to send out a song to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret in Eganville, Ontario, on the old Mud Lake Road. For them today, it'll be a classic by the legendary Queen of the Ottawa Valley, as I have often named her, Miss Gail Gavin, and a classic called The Log Driver's Song. We'll then follow with a song for Vic Garbutt, and of course they're from Iron Prairie, Ontario, and Vic has his weekly Sunday evening show over CJHR Valley Heritage, and it'll be a classic called Maple Sugar, and then that's sung by the legendary Hank Rivers, Henri LaRivière, and we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite, this time by my good buddy and friend of Brockville, Tom Wilson, and it'll be Tom's classic called Gather at the Manger, which Tom wrote in the style of gospel music, but is also the story of Jesus and his journey on this earth. With that, we'll say good morning and good day to all the Valley listeners. Happy Easter out there, one and all.
There's a valley I know where the tall timbers grow, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. In the spring, if you go where the headwaters flow, you can hear this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the fall of the year, they pack up their gear for the lunch and the schwaya, and all camps along. In the rain or in shine, they fall the white pine. You can hear this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the long years gone by, when the red pine stood high, Kippewa to Black River, the timber did fall. In the spring of the year, when the big drive did steer, you could hear this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. It's a mighty long tow
from the Swesha to Chinon, by Pembroke and Chapeau down to Campbell's Bay. At Port Ashtiford, where they'd stop for a port and tune up their fiddles to play. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. For the valley I yearn, someday I'll return, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. And if I'm still alive, I'll go back on the drive and sing this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. Where the Ottawa River flows by.
Now I left her in the mountains in the golden summertime, and I told her not to worry, little darling gal of mine. I told her that I loved her, I always would be true. When the moon comes o'er the mountain, I'll be waiting here for you. She's my darling, my sweetheart, she's the only one for me. Where the heart is pure as gold, and in dreams her face I see. For soon I'll be returning, and the wedding bells will chime. I'll make her mine forever when it's maple sugar time. Ward Allen, he played fiddle, folks will come from far away to the maple sugar hole down on our happy wedding day. I feel like a country king, we'll paint a lovely scene. I'll kiss her smiling ruby lips, she'll be my pretty queen. My darling, my sweetheart, she's the only one for me. Where the heart is pure as gold, and in dreams her face I see. For soon I'll be returning, and the wedding bells will chime. I'll make her mine forever when it's maple sugar time.
Shepherds came here to adore him when the angels called him in. He was born to save his children from the wicked path of sin. Come and gather at the manger where our Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. Though the road leads from this manger to the cross of Calvary, He will keep us from all danger, saying, come and dwell with me. Come and gather at the manger where our Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. Thank you.
Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Well now, friends, I'd like to once again welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show and also mention that, including during this Easter Sunday morning, I would like to pay tribute to some great legendary interviews I've got to do over the years. With that mentioned, let's first of all pay tribute to an interview that I got to do and record some years ago with a man who just celebrated his 90th birthday this past week, the legendary gospel pioneer and homecoming host of his own TV show, Bill Gaither. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time favorite interview of mine from years gone by with Bill Gaither, and then we'll follow this with an all-time very classic and very beloved hymn that he wrote along with his wife Gloria Gaither, and it's going to be called Because He Lives. With that, we'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Now here, let's turn back the years and remember an all-time classic interview between myself and the legendary Bill Gaither. I'd like to welcome to the Wayback Country Gospel Jamboree today a true national treasure in gospel music. This man has enjoyed over 7 decades in gospel music. He has also recorded and written many gospel songs. Please welcome to the show today, Mr. Bill Gaither.
Johnny, it's a joy to be with you, my friend.
It's a true honor, and
it's good to be with you.
So, born in Indiana in 1936, what got you into gospel music?
The radio. I turned on the radio probably when I was 12, 13 years old, 47, 48, and heard a gospel quartet. Okay. They were called the Dixie Four.
Okay.
They were quite good, I thought, for their time, and four guys and a piano. And they came to our little town in Alexandria, and I went out to see them as a kid, and I thought, man, that is fantastic. I'd love to be able to do that one of these days when I grow up. Mm-hmm. And so after high school and college, we started writing some songs, and the songs caught on, and we formed our own group, and the rest is kind of history. God honored it, blessed it, and we've had so many good Canadian friends down through the years. I remember the first time we came to Toronto at the Massey Hall and sang for Harold Lossing and the gospel sing up there. Had a great time, met a lot of wonderful friends.
I should ask, back in 1945, you brought together your sister and your brother and formed the Bill Gaither Trio.
Yes, that happened in 1955.
Okay.
I was in college at the time, and I wanted to sing, and so my brother was quite a good singer, and my little sister was only 14, 15, taught her parts, and we started singing a lot of the stuff the Statesmen of Blackwoods and the Spear Pounder were singing, and then later on, when I got to know those wonderful people, and they became our friends, but they were our early inspiration for what we do.
And you also have been responsible for recording many songs and writing many of the hymns of modern-day churches.
We've been blessed at that point. You know, when you write a song, you think you're just writing it for yourself, and He Touched Me was one of our first songs they got outside the city limits here, and
yes,
outside the state limits, and then outside the country to Canada, or to England, to Norway, or Sweden, Brazil.
Okay.
And then later on came There's Something About That Name, and Because He Lives.
Because He Lives, that's a true classic here at the Jamboree. We play it quite often.
We've been blessed, and
yes.
Laura and I taught public school for 10 years.
Okay.
And then God honored what we were doing as part-time and became full-time. And since then, have been able to see a lot of different parts of the world. And Canada is certainly one of those beautiful places.
Well, thank you. One of my questions here is, what has been the biggest change in gospel music genre during the past 70 years that you've been in it?
Probably the instrumentation.
Okay.
When I started, it was basically a pianist and the four singers. And then they added a bass, and then they added drums.
Yes.
And they added, rhythm guitar, and then they added electric guitar. And but in the very beginning, you basically heard a group. The Peppers were probably the first group to use guitars.
Okay.
Acoustic guitars and some bass. But for the most part, the early groups were basically piano and quartet.
And I am a little discouraged because nowadays there's even drums used.
Well, I think, any instrument can be used to the glory of God.
Yes.
And the drums give us a lot of, rhythm feel things that we probably couldn't have done otherwise. But,
okay. And I would also like to ask you, what are your thoughts on the fact that in modern times there is such a decline in church attendance?
Well, I hear that, and yet I go to churches where the things are jammed out. I think those statistics are coming from old-line denominations.
Okay.
Like Methodists and Baptists and, Lutherans and Presbyterian and Catholic churches.
Okay.
But there are a lot of independent churches I don't think are part of that equation, because some of these new mega churches, my land, they got 10, 20, 30,000 people coming. So I've never understood that statistic. I don't think they're including the independents.
Okay, sure. Would you tell us about the song that you wrote called Because He Lives?
Because He Lives, at the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, during the Vietnam War, where there was a lot of turmoil going on in our country.
Yes.
A lot of God is dead theology and all that kind of stuff. And we had our baby. And we said, who in the world would bring in a baby in this kind of climate? And we concluded that the world's never been very stable. Just one crisis after the next.
Yes.
And if you're waiting to bring a baby into the world until it gets stable, even Jesus probably wouldn't have been born, because he was born at a very turbulent time himself.
That's for sure, yes.
And so we wrote How Sweet to Hold Our Newborn Baby and Feel the Pride and the Joy that He Brings. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because Christ lives.
And it's one of our most played of yours, I must tell you that, Bill.
I appreciate it, Johnny.
So my next interview is with one of your legendary singers, and that is Donnie Sumner. Do you have any memories of J.D.?
Oh, J.D. was a wonderful person, an incredible bass singer.
Yes.
Just a whole lot of fun to be around. He was always joking, having fun. He got off a plane one time, and a kid came up to him and said, "Sir, would you give me $20? And J.D. said, "What are you going to do with it?" And the kid said, "I'm going to give it to Jesus."
Uh-huh.
And J.D. said, "Well, son, how old are you anyway?" And the kid said, "I'm 23. J.D. said, "Well, I'm 75. I'll see Jesus before you will. I'll give it to him and make sure."
Yes.
"That he knows that it came from you. I'll give you the credit for
exactly,
it."
Yes.
So, he had a great sense of humor.
Okay.
A lot of fun to be around. And Donnie, incredible young man, loves the Lord, strayed from the Lord in his youth, but came back, wrote some great songs. Probably The Night Before Easter is probably one of his most famous songs.
Okay.
And a good man, and a good young man that I love to spend time with.
And so that comes to the last question, Mr. Gaither, and that is, how would you like to be remembered when the time comes?
Well, that's a good question. I would hope people would call me a bridge.
Okay.
I think Jesus was a bridge. I think Jesus brought people together. Whosoever will may come. And I hope when I'm dead and gone, people say, Bill helped bring us together. There are more things that unite us than those things that divide us. And I hope I'm known for that.
So I want to thank you for this interview today, Mr. Gaither. My grandmother watches you every Friday night on PBS, and it's been a true honor.
Blessings to you, Johnny, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy.
joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance our boy can face uncertain days, because he lives. Because he lives.
That river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory.
And then as day.
Lights of glory.
I'll see the lights of glory.
And I'll know he reigns.
I'll know he reigns.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. A full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Heavenly angel, I'm wearing.
best music. It's the only drug I use.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program following that interview with our legendary friend and gospel host, Bill Gaither, to turn back the years to the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here at the Way Back with Johnny Show. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, once again, I would like to turn back the years to the golden era of Easter-inspired gospel favorites and play two original vinyl records of two classics. First of all, it's going to be the Queen of the Appalachian Mountain of West Virginia, Miss Wilma Lee Cooper, and her version of 30 Pieces of Silver. Then we'll follow with Cowboy Copas, the legendary legend of country music, and his all-time classic version of the story of Jesus, as told by the legend of the Robin Redbreast. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these classics and welcome in, friends, to the Way Back with Johnny's Easter Celebration 2026.
Tis a sad but true story, from the Bible it came. 'Twas a chosen disciple, though I mention no name. He planned with the council of high priests that day. 30 pieces of silver was the price they would pay. 30 pieces of silver, 30 shekels of shame was the price paid for Jesus on the cross. He was away. They smote him and mocked him, thorns were crowned round his head, and his raiment of purple showed the bloodstains of red. Far off in the mountains, with face toward the sun, Judas begged mercy for what he had done. He gave back the silver, for his heart filled with pride. Then there in the mountains, he took his own life.
Story. It happened long ago, when Christ our blessed Savior was here on earth below. An echo through the ages from distant Calvary, I'll tell it to you simply as it was told to me. It breathes the blessed teaching of God's own holy word, a lesson taught in meekness by a lowly little bird.
Jesus hung in sorrow, our debt of shame to pay. No one was there to comfort or wipe his tears away. A little bird flew near him in sober coat of brown and gazed in tender pity, then slowly fluttered down. With gentle wings it fanned him to cool his aching head, and hovered near his bosom, all stained with deepest red. At last, when all was ended, as if to mourn his loss, it rose with blood-stained feathers and circled round the cross. It breathes the blessed teaching of God's own holy word, a lesson taught in meekness by a lowly little bird. It flew away in sadness, and to this day 'tis said, it wears upon its bosom that stain of crimson red. When I shall cross the valley and go to seek my rest, may I wear like the robin God's sign upon my breast. It breathes the blessed teaching of God's own holy word, a lesson taught in meekness by a lowly little bird.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we celebrate Sunday morning, and also Easter Sunday morning at that, I'd like to once again share a collection of sacred gospel favorites. First of all, we'll hear from the legendary reigning queen of country music, in my honest opinion, Connie Smith, and her all-time classic called Don't Let Me Walk Too Far From Calvary. We'll then follow with the king of country music, of course, Roy Acuff, Roy Claxton Acuff, the original and one and only true king of country music, and a classic called From Cradle to Cross to Crown. And then, if there's enough time, we'll go into the very top of the second hour with none other than a song dedicated in loving memory of my late grandmother and granny. And it'll be an all-time classic by Ernest Tubb and the Old Rugged Cross. With that, I'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy Easter Sunday morning.
As long as I can see you hanging on a distant cross, dying between two common thieves, spat upon and mocked. As long as I can see then I can be what you want me to be. But don't let me walk too far from Calvary. Don't spare the agony of Gethsemane. Might soon forget the death you died for me. That's why I pray, Lord, don't let me stray too far from Calvary. Thank you.
if I can hear the hammering and see a wounded side, if I can feel the pain you felt when you hung your head and died, if I can see forgiveness in your eyes of love for me, Lord, I can be what you want me to be. But don't let me walk too far from Calvary. Don't spare the agony of Gethsemane, 'cause I might pray, Lord, don't let me stray too far from Calvary. Oh, that's why I pray, God, don't let me stray too far from Calvary.
He was born in a manger, a small, tiny stranger, in a crib that was callously made. Just some boards nailed together, not fit for a beggar, was the place where the Savior was laid. Down through the ages, the people sing praises for the light of God's love shining down. As it shines, I can see the pathway before me, from cradle to cross to crown. Through the streets of a city crawled a man filled with pity, while bearing the weight of a tree. As they ruthlessly nailed him, it seemed his father had failed him, but he knew what his purpose must be. It was on Sunday morning, he arose with the dawning, shattering death's mighty hold. Now he's back home in heaven, but soon he'll be coming, wearing a crown made of gold. Down through the ages, the people sing praises for the light of God's love shining down. As it shines, I can see the pathway before me, from cradle to cross to crown. From cradle to cross to crown.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity.
Hello, this is Mayor Shiner, the singer of Peter Cottontail, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock at the way back. Happy Easter, everybody.
Hippity hoppity happy